Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope that you are having a fantastic day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 18th day of the month of Iyar and on the 33rd day of the Omer. Happy Lag BaOmer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of refuah to celebrate a simcha or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Yosef Shervat, Associate Rabbi and Sephardic Rav, a congregation, Ahavas Achim B'nai Jacob and David, or as it is better known, AABJND, in West Orange, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. Rabbi Shervat could speak to it better, but I believe the shul received this long name as many years ago three or more shuls merged together, but I digress. Following the words of Chizuk, this will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shervat reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, that is 20, 27, and 130. And please note that there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Shervat will recite the Mishnah Berach L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Shervat concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shervat.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman and the Orthodox Union, for organizing these Tehillim calls and for allowing me to share words of Torah with our listeners. I also want to express a karat hatov of gratitude to the listeners themselves who continuously dial in and take time in the middle of the day, or if you're on the West Coast, the beginning of your day, to join your brothers and sisters all over the country in tefillah. For me, that is the greatest chizuk that I could get, knowing that so many people come together for about 15 minutes to hear some words of Torah and to pray together and say some Tehillim. We are giving each other chizuk, and I'm grateful for all of you for that. I would like to share with you a midrash that I continuously think about, and it's a comment that's made in the aftermath of the golden calf of the Egel HaZahav. After Moshe Rabbeinu had prayed on behalf of the Jewish people to save them from the almost unfortunate fate of destruction, Moshe pleads for God one more time, and he pleads for him for his nearness. He asks, God, Hareini na et kevodecha. God, show me your glory. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know the secrets of the world. Why do good things happen to bad people, and why do bad things happen to good people? Why is it that there's destruction in the world? And also, why is it that there's so much good in the world? God, what are the secrets? Please share it with me. And Hashem responds to Moshe, and he says, Lo tuchal lirot et panai, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Hashem responds to him and says, you are not going to be able to see my face, because there's no man, there's no human being who shall be able to see me and be alive. At face value, it seems that this is a very simple and probably a conversation that you would have thought would happen between Moshe and Hashem. Moshe asks something from God, and this is not the first time that God says, sorry, I am not going to grant your wishes. And even more so, you would expect God to deny Moshe's request of knowing the deep secrets of the world, the question of theodicy. Because if Moshe would know that, then he would be like God. And there is no man in the world who knows the answers to all the questions. But the Midrash adds a little more to this conversation. It's a fascinating Midrash, the Midrash Rabbah Siman Gimel, in the third piece. The Midrash says that God really was ready to reveal all of the secrets of the world to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem said, I'm ready. But you know what happened? When I was ready for you, he starta panecha. You hid your face. Moshe, do you remember that time, the first time that I met you at the burning bush? Do you remember what your reaction was? The pasuk says, "Vayafter Moshe panav ki yareh mebit el ha'elokim." When Moshe saw the burning bush in the middle of the desert, he hid his face. As the pasuk says, he hid it because he was yareh, feared from seeing the face of God. And God responds to Moshe in the Midrash, "Moshe, when I wanted to see you and for you to see me, you did not respond. You hid your face. Kishabikashti lo bikashta. When I sought you and I wanted to connect to you, you didn't want me. You weren't ready to have that relationship with me." And it's an unbelievable midrash because it seems to be that I thought when reading the psukim or reading the verses in the Torah as to why Moshe hid his face from God, it could be because it's a normal human reaction. Someone sees fire, they're going to hide their face. They do not want to be burned. Or perhaps Moshe was scared. What is this doing in the middle of a desert, a burning bush? Or perhaps Moshe didn't expect God to speak to him. Our expectations of what we believe we should see and when we want to see it can really affect how we see and connect to the world around us. Hashem wanted to have that relationship with Moshe, and it was unexpected. And Moshe didn't capitalize at that moment. And how beautifully the words of Shir HaShirim we read over Pesach of Kol Dodi Dofek, the famous and beautiful song made by Simcha Leiner of Sukkim in Kohelet and Shir HaShirim. "But pay attention, my beloved is knocking. Open for me, my sister, my beloved, my dove, my perfect one. Hashem knocks on our doors. He knocks at our hearts. And how do we respond? God, I just took off my coat. I just took a bath. I washed myself. I'm about to go to sleep. Now I'm not going to open the door." And then when it's time, when we realize what's happening and Hashem wants to have that relationship with us, I opened for my beloved, but my beloved hidden and was gone. Because when I sought out God, I could not find him. When I called him, he did not answer me. There are times that Hashem is knocking on our doors. And of course we expect it when we are at shul. And of course we expect it at a time of simcha. But this is a perfect time to continue to connecting to Hashem. This is a time that instead of us going to the house of God, God comes to our home. And God is knocking on our doors. He wants to continue to have that relationship with us. It's unexpected. Who would have thought that God would knock on our door? But the beauty of it is that there's no social distancing with God. We're allowed to let him in. We're allowed to be within 6 feet to God. We can even feel God hugging us. And this is the time, and although how difficult it is for all of us to be alone and stuck in our homes, to realize that the relationship of Hashem continues, that he knocks on our doors. He wants the relationship with us. And we should open that door, embrace Hashem, and to take advantage of such an opportunity that we have. I will begin with the reading of the Tehillim, of Perek, chapter Chaf, Perek 20, chapter 20. Lamatzeach Mizmor LaDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagefcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchotecha, ve'olatecha yedash nesela, yitein lecha chelvavecha, v'chol atzatecha yemale, meranena v'shuatecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yemale Adonai kol mishalotecha, Atza yadati ki hoshia Adonai Meshicho, Ya'aneu mishmei kodesho b'gvurot yeshayim yimino. Elev arechev ve'elev asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema kareu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai hoshia. HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu. Mizmor Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. לדוד, אדוני אורי ואישי ממהירה, אדוני מעוז חיי ממייפחד, בקרוב עלי מרעים לאכול את בשרי, תרי ואויבי לי, המה חשלו ונפלו, אם תחנה עלי מחנה לא יירא ליבי, אם תקום עלי מלחמה בזאת אני בוטח, אחת שאלתי מאת אדוני, אותה אבקש, שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני ובקר בהיכלו, כי יצפנני בסוכו ביום רעה, יסתירני בסתר אהלו, בצור ירוממני. ועתה ירום ראשי על אויבי סביבותי, ועזבך ואהלו זבחי תרועה, השירה וזמרה לאדוני, שמה אדוני קולי יקרא, וכונני וענני, לך אמר ליבי בקשו פני, את פניך אדוני אבקש, אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תת באף עבדך, עזרתי היית, אל תצ'ני ואל תעזבני, אלוהי אישי, כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יעצפני, הורני אדוני דרכך, ונחייני באורך מישור למען שורריי, אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי כמובי עדי שקר ופי החמאס, לולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קבל אדוני חזק וימית ליבך, וקבל אל אדוני. פרק קוף למד, צ'פטר 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים, קראתיך אדוני, אדוני שמע וקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני, אם עוונות תשמור יה, אדוני מיעמוד, כי אמך סליחה, למען תברי, הביתי אדוני כבית הנפשי, ולברו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה מופדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. משברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, יברך וירפא את הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם, לרפותם וחזיקם וחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, וכל עבריהם וכל גידיהם בתור שער חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגל אז מקרי ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בשרה ובשביה עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבול לגאולה, השתה בעגל זמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Sharvat. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration and Rabbi Sender Haber of B'nai Israel Congregation in Norfolk, Virginia. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day. Happy Lag BaOmer.